Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, let it rip. Let's get back into it. 9 o'clock hour. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Kevin Gregg behind the glass. You heard Brendan Shabath on the updates. We're going to recap all the moves the Lions made yesterday at the trade deadline. Okay, we did that. Now we're going to react to it, John. What did you make of it?
I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated, but I'll get to my frustrations in a moment. I'm disappointed that they didn't do anything to help this offensive line. It's an offensive line that is one that we're not accustomed to, one that struggles. And the frustration goes back to the offseason. Free agency, you didn't do anything to help this offensive line, knowing that you are losing Zeitler. They didn't re-sign him. They let him go down to Tennessee. He wanted to go to Tennessee. Maybe they wanted to re-sign him, but it didn't happen. You don't have an answer for this offensive line. And then you go to the draft and you get Tate Ratledge, right? That's great. Love it. I think he's going to be a really good player for this offensive line. But when Frank retires, you don't have to wait to the trade deadline to make a trade. You can explore those options even before the season starts, which is probably the better time because, as we know, historically, offensive linemen are not traded at the trade deadline, and it's really hard to get them up to speed for the full breadth of the offense and the terminology, the calls, everything that goes into playing offensive line to then say at the trade deadline, okay, well, we're going to insert this guy, and we expect you to now be a top three offensive line. I'm frustrated because they didn't address the offensive line from free agency, draft, post-free agency, all the way up to training camp, and now we're left with a banged-up, insufficient offensive line.
Insufficient's a great word because the goal is to win a Super Bowl. You're going to have to win four playoff games. You're going to have to face fronts like Philly and Los Angeles and Green Bay. And Brad Holmes let this team down yesterday. I'm frustrated because I feel like he let this team down. They're going to have to go into battle wounded. And I'm not canceling the season today. John, they're going to show up on Sunday and they're going to play Washington. And they're going to play Philly on the road. And they're going to give this their best shot. The team will fight like hell. I just hate that they didn't get enough support from the executive at the trade deadline. There was an offensive lineman traded for Lint. A six-round pick in 2027 is what it took to get a starting guard from the New Orleans Saints. And if you don't think he's an all-pro, fine. But he's at least a body who plays with a mean streak, a former first-round pick that has a little versatility, more of a natural guard. There was a move made on the offensive line. And if you don't like him, okay, it's hard to get offensive linemen. It's also hard to win the Super Bowl. You're supposed to be the general manager who is great and gets creative and swings a deal. That's what he did last year. He filled their need at edge, giving up a day three pick for Za'Darius. He failed to do that this year on the offensive line. It's a harder job, but if he's the guy we think he is, you got to do the hard things necessary to win a Super Bowl.
So Penning that went to the Chargers. I don't know that he is better than Awosika. he may be very similar. What did Dan say? Well, we're not going to trade for guys if they're not as good or better than what we have. The issue I will say is he's probably better than the next backup.
Right.
So you could add depth. And what happens if Taylor Decker goes down? If Penning is in there, or if even if he's that swing guy that you've got, you know, the sixth or the seventh guy that's up on game day,
yep.
and all of a sudden he goes out, you could put him in. I don't know that he's an upgrade over Skipper.
I just bring the point
again,
because people
say
you can't trade for offensive linemen. Someone
literally
did.
So there was one dealt, and would you have been happy with that trade here simply for them to make a trade? Because I don't know that he's better than Owosika, and I don't think at tackle that he is as good as what Skipper is.
Yeah, I just think it gives you some depth because you know it's a war of attrition and you're already
right.
taking on water. And John, I think you're right that this frustration really goes back further than yesterday. When I started doing mornings with you, the first draft we had together was the 2024 draft. And I remember we spent a lot of time breaking down guards and centers to plan ahead. And when they took Tyrion Arnold, okay, cool.
Yeah, because they needed a corner.
Yeah, we need a corner fight. Second round, maybe that's when we get to the trenches. No, they doubled down on corner. And they got Mahogany late, so it's not like the draft was a total disaster. But they need multiple bodies. And from last draft, this draft, free agency, they are beat up. They don't have enough. It's the lifeblood of this football team, and it needed to be replenished. And I hope they're blaring this stuff as receipts at the Super Bowl parade. But, John, this makes it incredibly difficult. It's not over, but they made it harder on themselves by sitting on their hands.
Right. And, I mean, Owosika went in the NFC Championship game, played really well, played well enough to win.
Do you think you could have done it for four straight playoff games and band-aided the offensive line? That's the challenge in front of them now.
So, but my point is, Owosika going in there with Decker in there, Graham playing at center and Ratledge at guard, obviously Sewell at tackle. Like, is that an offensive line that can get you to a Super Bowl? I would say yes, but it is going to be an absolute grind. Hold your breath throughout the rest of the regular season and postseason.
So how do you feel about Brad Holmes? How do you feel about the Lions' chances? And where we go from here? 248-539-9797.
And honestly, the way I'm going to be watching the games is I'll be watching the production of the offensive line, the techniques, and what they're doing. But after every play, I want to make sure every single one of those guys gets up off the ground. Yeah. As soon as one of the offensive linemen is on the ground and has to limp off, now it's, oh, okay, well, let's see what happens now.
And you've made this point. I think it's a good one. The Lions specifically cannot absorb another offensive line injury because their quarterback doesn't extend plays the way other quarterbacks do.
No, and I've used this example before where I have no idea why Kansas City refuses to give Patrick Mahomes a decent offensive line because it seems like he's always running for his life and they got guys that are jumping off sides and can't make blocks. But they've been able to win a Super Bowl that way, multiple Super Bowls, because Patrick Mahomes is mobile because he can make plays off schedule. That's not Jared Goff. I do believe you can win a Super Bowl with Jared Goff, but he needs to be well protected. He can't come out of a season being the most sacked he's ever been in his career, and you think that's a recipe for success. What happens when quarterbacks get hit? Every single one hurts a little bit more. And then you get to week 14 or 15, and God forbid he takes another hit, and then he's the one that doesn't get up. What happens at that point?
Right. Yeah.
Game, set, match.
It's over at that point. You're done.
And so that's the fire that they're playing with.
Yeah, there's no margin for error now. And those offensive line issues multiply. Like one turns into two, turns into four, turns into, like, because there's nothing to stop the dam. I mean, that is the wall that stops the pass rush.
And I do understand that, okay, there were 3 weeks where there were no sacks given up. Offensive line was playing good. And one of those was a quality defensive front in Cleveland.
Yeah.
But the last 3 weeks, it's been pressure on Goff. It's been sacks. And it's been a lack of a productive rushing attack. And now you put the injury that happened on Sunday with Mahogany, you put the performance and the loss, and now the trade deadline follows and you don't do anything. So I think there's a lot of frustration built up from the loss that is also being transferred to doing nothing at the trade deadline. So I understand people's frustration, but I also want to say I still think that this team can win a Super Bowl. It's just going to be an absolute grind.
They made it harder on themselves. It does feel like they lost twice. It was only one loss to Minnesota, but you throw the deadline and then it feels like you lost twice. John, I think this team has a lot of personal pride. I wouldn't be surprised if they come out and it's a much more buttoned up operation on the road against the Commanders this week. My issue is the inconsistency. Can you sustain high level offensive line play down the regular season stretch, but more importantly, week over week over week without having your quarterback get caved in?
And as a player, especially as an offensive lineman, when you go out there and you put that performance, because it's not, you know, okay, Penei Sewell played fine. It's the group. And you're taking shots as a group. Everywhere across the NFL, they're talking about the questions of can they pick up a cross dog? Can they block one-on-one? Can they win battles? Can they run the ball? Like, you want to be able to get out there and answer those questions. They'll get a chance to do that somewhat against Washington on Sunday. But we will know answers 2 weeks from now.
Sunday Night Football, Philadelphia.
Sunday Night Football, Philadelphia.
In Philly.
And so I love the fact that they're going to have a chance to answer these. We don't have to wait to the playoffs to see a playoff matchup. We're going to get a chance to see that in less than 10 days.
It's funny you should mention Philly. We're going to play the Howie Roseman audio that's going to get people's blood boiling later in the hour, because that is the comparison, right? They are the reigning champs. Mm-hmm. They have acted in a way where they are aggressive in pursuit of Super Bowls, plural. Howie Roseman has done the job. He's built a Super Bowl winner with one quarterback. Built a Super Bowl winner with a different quarterback. He's been to three Super Bowls. Well, you'd think this aggressiveness is going to bite him and they're not going to, well, they're one and done. No, they're right back in it again this year. And once again, putting a foot on the pedal. Pedal to the metal. They're going for it. And you can't help but feel inadequate when you look at your guy not doing the same thing. Like, our guy has built his team into an NFC contender and a Super Bowl contender, and they themselves have said that is the goal. Action's got to back it up. You know, the Rams F them picks, won a Super Bowl, they're right back at it. Eagles do this stuff, and they're right back at it. So why can't we do the same here? I think that's part of where the frustration comes from. We'll knock out your phone calls next. We'll play a little Howie Roseman. It's 97.1.
Injury attorney David Femenio is the guy you want to call if you've ever been hurt in an accident. But what he really wants is for all of us to be safe. He knows how tragic accidents can be. That's why he started David's Driving Edge, to spread awareness and about distracted driving and help us with all the tips to be better prepared on the road. If you can prevent accidents before they happen, that's the real win. Learn more at getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge. That's getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You guys have been great today. There's a lot of passion, a lot of people fired up about it. People that want to defend what they did, people who are frustrated at the deadline. We'll get to the phones, 248-539-9797. Just for the sake of conversation, Howie Roseman spoke yesterday, Eagles general manager. And for everybody who says, well, Brad's done a great job, they're right. But someone's done a better job. His name's Howie Roseman. Not going to be afraid to fail. No regrets. He's won two Super Bowls. That's what a guy who's won Super Bowls sounds like and acts like.
Okay. A little context in that as well. What were the additions that they made? They're on the defensive side, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where are they ranked right now defensively?
You tell me.
Well, they're right around 18, 19 in regards to points, rushing, passing, total yards, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So is he making trades right now? Okay. Super Bowls are a part of his resume, so you can't argue that. But for right now, is he making trades because of some of the deficiencies he's had in the draft?
Yeah, I would say so. Look, I mean,
so he's really good at making trades and adding things to the roster, and he's obviously built Super Bowl rosters. But I would argue that, just like I said, there are things that each GM, each coach, each player, things they excel at, things that they could get better at. He could get better at the draft. He's really good at making trades. Brad Holmes is really good at the draft, certainly needs to be a little bit better at making trades.
Right, but I also don't want to characterize Howie Roseman as a bad drafter. He's also a very, very good drafter.
Well, and he's moved around a lot, too.
One of the things that I think he has done a really good job of is building draft capital. Like, I think it was going into yesterday, he had 3 third-round picks that he could use as collateral to send to other teams, whereas Brad is the guy on draft day that's where he's aggressive at making trades. He always moves around the draft and goes and gets the guys that he thinks are going to be good for this team.
Yeah, I just would point out, like, the football team he built is still largely through the draft, and it's the combo of all of the tools in your tool belt that you have to use to win a Super Bowl, which he's successfully done.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and I'm not sitting here saying Brad Holmes is greater than right. Howie Roseman. Howie Roseman has 2 Super Bowls under his belt, and he's going after it. But the reason he is making these trades right now is because his defense is underperforming.
Yeah, their secondary is really hurt them this year.
Yeah.
I don't think DeJean and Mitchell have grown as players as they probably speculated. I will just say this. Look, he isn't afraid to make things uncomfortable on his roster. He's building the best roster he can. So he is not afraid to go draft Jalen Carter. The coach supports it. And another one they did that he gets very little credit for, Carson Wentz was the future, but he drafted Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that same draft, he gets killed. He screwed up. He took Jalen Reagor over Justin Jefferson. Like, he's got his misses.
Sure.
The same draft, though, it sure helps when you get Jalen Hurts in the second or you get Jordan Mailata in the seventh. Like, he's done a tremendous job drafting. I almost don't even want to, like, you could argue 1A, 1B with him drafting with Brad Holmes. And then the difference is, I'll give up a first to go get A.J. Brown. Would Brad Holmes give up a first-round pick?
No, I don't think there's anybody that would say that.
His skin would melt before he would do. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll move in the draft to get guys who he believes are foundational pieces, and he's done right. Well with that. But in terms of letting Brad cook, it was a pot of water sitting over the stove, and it boiled and evaporated yesterday. There was no aggression. There was a fear of failure. What if I give up too much?
But
what if I
don't? It can also be the fact that the guys that they were calling on, that they would have been able to get, maybe they weren't as good as it was Sika or Skipper.
So you think they only targeted guys?
Oh, no. I think I'm saying the guys that were available. Okay. I don't know that Betonio was available. I don't know that other guys
Zeitler
that they would have.
Zeitler or Wyatt Teller or. Yeah.
And Zeitler might have been available, but we heard from Dan yesterday. We don't want to mess with Tate Ratledge and moving him to center or moving him to the other side.
I'm not going to speak out of turn here because I don't study offensive line tape the way that you or TJ Lang would. TJ brought up the guard Simpson for the Jets.
Right.
And we knew everybody was available on the Jets yesterday.
Yes.
So my point is like the idea of, well, Brad couldn't make any moves. Well, how do you know? How do you know that there weren't moves to make that he just didn't pull
right.
the trigger
yeah.
on?
You don't know. And the converse is true.
Yeah. But all that really matters is, did you deliver or not?
Right. And
he didn't. Did you let your team down by leaving this offensive line to languish? The answer is yes. Let's get to the phones. Let's go to Troy or Mike and Troy. You're on 97.1.
Hey guys. Good morning. I agree with Tom this morning. I had to go to an emergency meeting that, Brad Holmes gets a pass, so does Steve Yzerman. And even though Scott Harris has been a couple of years, people want to rip on him. But, John, I was at the game on Sunday, and you can say this if you do or not. Eric Decker should not have been playing. I watched Penny Sewell limp off the field hundreds of times. He was limping. He stayed in the game. But if they don't get that offensive line corrected soon, Goff is going to get killed. I mean, the last three games, he's gotten hit harder in the last 5 years. The rookies are the rookies, but Glasgow's got to play better, and Decker shouldn't even be in the lineup. This is a disaster waiting to happen. I said that this year when they lost Frank Ragnow and Kevin Zeitler. Everybody's like, yeah, it's no big deal, but we lost Frank. But this is a disaster, guys, and it's going to happen real soon if they don't get it corrected.
Well, I agree. I mean, if Goff keeps getting hit, at some point, he's going to be the one that gets up limping. And trust me, you don't want to make him less mobile.
And I don't think he gets enough credit for being a tough quarterback because, he's a California guy or whatever. He's kind of a demeanor that doesn't give off toughness.
Oh, I think he's as tough as anybody else on the team. He's incredibly tough.
He takes a ton of hits. You're right. He doesn't avoid a ton of hits. So when he does get hit, he gets right back up. He hasn't missed any significant time, knock on wood, since he's been here in Detroit.
Year.
Yeah.
His first year he missed a little bit.
But he is a tough quarterback. What I don't want to do is put that to the limit and put it to test it to its limits.
Right.
Let's get to Steve in Rochester Hills. Steve, what's up?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. You know, with what you were saying, John, everything is a no until you ask, right? And I don't trust that Brad Holmes is asking other teams this guy become available because he's not willing to give up. Like you guys even said, a first-round pick. It's two first-rounders if it's going to give you the right guy. And our bread and butter for the last 3 years has been our offense. And right now we don't even have an offensive line that's going to carry this team where in the last 2 years it has. And I agree with you, John. If you're counting on the trade, the trading market to be where you're going to find the guys to fill these gaps, especially offensive line, you're not going to. And so what happens is they knew this. They knew how Decker was. They had to have an inkling what was going on with Ragnow. And now you got, you know, even the last couple of years, Glasnow's not been that great. And then you move him over to center from guard. And I'm sorry, guys, if we get a good right guard, you move Ratledge over and at least you got a good right guard now and the other guy can learn. But he was counting on, Holmes was counting on that the rookie was going to be, you know, awesome. And he's played well, but not awesome. And then he was hoping that the second-year guy was gonna you know, turn it on. And now he's hurt. And, guys, we're hoping for a change, but we haven't changed anything. So, for me, right now, I'm like at a 7 in disgust. And I'll tell you, Brad Holmes, he doesn't deserve a pass. No one deserves a pass because he's had opportunity, and this isn't his first year. And right now, I'm just really – they're taking opportunities that don't come along very often, especially for the Lions, what, every 30 years, and they're throwing them out. And they're not giving the team everything it needs, and they're hoping and praying that – all these other guys are going to bring it up a notch Well, guess what? The guys, everyone on the team has brought up a notch. You need to bring new guys in that are going to bring the rest of everything else up to that next level.
Yeah,
and I
Steve,
give the Philadelphia GM.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. What about the Philadelphia GM?
Right. No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it's you're sending in your troops shorthanded into battle. And like, yeah, maybe they're going to fight, and I know they're going to fight, and maybe they're going to be victorious. But you've let them down by sending them into battle shorthanded now.
Right. And I think some of the numbers offensively are a little bit misleading. Number two in scoring. Well, when you play the Bears and you put up 52, you play the Bengals and you put up 37, and it might even throw the Ravens defense in there at 38 because of the way that they have played this year. Like, it throws off the numbers. And they're top 10 offense in rushing, top 10 offense in passing, total yards, number two in scoring. But when you're looking at those teams, like, it's a little bit of a padded stat that it's not telling the real story.
Well, and beyond that, I think you can dig a little deeper and find some troubling stats. So they're 15th in the NFL in yards per carry, average run game. Well, that's not a good recipe for the way this team wants to win. It's put them in a lot of third and longs. Well, where are they on third down? Near the bottom of the league at 25th. Okay. How about your quarterback? On pace to be sacked more this year than any year of his career. Like, those are the things that are going to be indicators of future problems. I mean, they're already problems, but it's going to make those stats that you referenced of, hey, top five here, top 10 here, hard to sustain those when you're losing up front. 248-539-9797. And I do want to stress to people, the season's not over. We're not saying the season should be canceled. We're disappointed, frustrated. Those are some of the words we've used today. This football team is going to get back on the horse, and they're going to play more football games. And they're going to have to fight, and they're going to have to scrap, and they're going to have to claw, and it's going to play into the grit stereotype. But it's going to be a hell of a lot harder to win with the way they're constructed and the way they're playing up front. It's 97-1.
Hey, I want to highlight a great value, and it's the value that your Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers are bringing you this month. If you're looking for a stylish SUV, here's an option for you. You can lease a new Buick Encore GX for just $199 a month. Encore GX is exceptional by design. Find your perfect Buick. This deal is happening right now at any of your 20 Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers. Tax, title, license, dealer fees, and optional equipment are not included. Dealer sets the final price based on due at signing amount of $3,849. Must be a current lessee of a 2020 model year or newer Buick or GMC vehicle through GM Financial for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. No security deposit required. Mileage charge of 25 cents per mile over 20,000 miles at participating dealers only. Residency restrictions apply. Visit gmcofferinfo.com. That's gmcofferinfo.com for more details.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing.
GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know, we played that Roseman audio a bunch today, and I just think it's important for people because it's a guy with the same job in the same league with the same goals who's accomplished them. Lions stayed and stood pat at the deadline yesterday. And a lot of you suspected that. That was kind of like, well, Holmes isn't going to make a big splash. It doesn't make it any better, though. And now they're going to go into battle shorthanded. You know, this offensive line's banged up, beat up, and wasn't playing particularly well when they were healthy. They can get better. We're going to root like hell for them.
Yeah.
You know, as Lions fans, we want to see this team overcome, but I can't help but feel like the general manager let them down at the deadline. We'll get some of your phone calls, 248-539-9797. We go to Benjamin, St. Clair Shores. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning, first of all. Yeah, I know I'm disappointed, but I think a lot of the built-up frustration comes from, you know, people not necessarily separating one year from the other. You know, they wanted them to go out and make a play for, you know, a big-name edge rusher last year. We picked up Za'Darius Smith, who probably was the best available at the time, but it wasn't what people wanted. And then, you know, this year they want them to go out and get an offensive lineman, which we've only had, I think, 10 offensive linemen traded in the last 23 years. There's not something that people give up. And so, yes, did I want him to go out and get an offensive lineman? Yes. And I'm disappointed that something didn't happen. But, you know, I also don't know all the calls that may have happened behind closed doors. Maybe they tried. And, you know, that's where, you know, Brad Holmes has to come out and say, we made these calls. There is nothing there.
And I guess, Benjamin, if he said that, I'd like to know why he didn't make the trade. And he would say the asking price was too high in all likelihood, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But then you would tell him, well, Howie Roseman's willing to take more risks than you, and Howie Roseman wins the Super Bowl. Should you not take more risks than you're comfortable with? Should you not have gotten out of your comfort zone because it is what's holding you back from the F them picks, Rams, and the Eagles, who, yeah, maybe it forces them to take a minor step back, but then they're right back in contention the next year.
And that is a valid point too. I mean, there's an argument to be made, honestly, both ways. And then, you know, the last thing is, from a personnel standpoint, last year, this year, yes, we are beat up and people are kind of freaking out right now. We were in a 10 times worse situation last year from a personnel injury standpoint. You know, when we had 18 of our or 16 of our defensive players hurt, like, I know it's easy to freak out, but you know, we're not in a horrible position. And like you said, we can get better. And, you know, if you look at our schedule the rest of the way, you know, we do have a path to the playoffs and ways to get better moving forward.
You're right. I mean, you get some guys back eventually, Kirby Joseph, DJ Reed, guys in the back end. Aleem McNeil has only played 2 football games this season. Sure, I see all of that.
Well, the frustrating part is the identity of this team is the offensive line. And right now, it's not the identity of this team. They're not running the ball the way that they need to be a successful team. They're not protecting Goff the way that they need to for this offense to be the offense that it can be. And it, so there's been a lot of glasses half empty today.
Yeah.
Glass half full is Taylor Decker fights through whatever he's fighting through and he's able to perform out there. Now, I don't know how realistic that is. I said it last week. With 10 games left, now 9 games left, how many of those games is he going to be starting? How many of those games will he be able to play and fight through? I don't think it's all 9 games. So is it once or twice you're going to see Skipper, or is it more? Those are questions. And again, we don't have those answers to, but Owosika, who is going to be the starting left guard, what did he do in the NFC Championship game?
Held his own.
He more than held his own. He played well. What is Owosika in right now? his fourth season. This is a golden opportunity for him to go in there and show that, hey, I got passed over. I should have been the starting guard all along. I have 4 years of experience, whether it's playing, it's coming in as a backup. I have a chance to go out there and make myself a hell of a lot of money by showing that I can be a guard, that a starting guard in this league.
There is a call that I want to get to after the news. The guy's been waiting, and he wants to make a point about a guy we haven't brought up on the offensive line yet.
Okay.
You see him on line two?
Yeah.
If he holds, we'll get to him, plus a bunch of Lions calls. But first, Heather with the news.
This news is coming to you by Gardner White. Hey, listen to this story. A former Atlanta Hawks executive has been arrested and charged with fraud and embezzling more than $3.8 million from the franchise. Yes, this guy, Lester Jones, he was the team's senior vice president of financial planning and analysis, and he allegedly used all of this money he took for luxury travel, for cars, for designer goods, and he was caught after he sent a request to the team's accounting department in January asking for the team to pay about $300,000 in an American Express bill for a stay at the Wynn Hotel in Las Vegas. And it kind of coincided to when the Hawks would have been there. So the team said, oh, okay, they probably stay there,
sure.
Paid it off. Well, federal prosecutor said actually there was never any stay at all at the Wynn. He just completely made it up to get this money. Yeah. And it sounds like he had control over the team's American Express card and he could authorize charges on it. He made multiple corporate cards for himself as well. Like I said, took all these trips, the Bahamas, Switzerland, Thailand, Hawaii. He had a girlfriend who also worked, I believe, for the organization and was buying her expensive gifts. And
he never thought he'd get caught?
Apparently. They never do, Jim.
I know, but it just seems so stupid when you say it out loud.
What was his name?
His name was Lester Jones.
Oh, yeah, they put a new sign on his office. No less, no more.
Sure. Detroit elected its first new mayor in more than a decade. Mary Sheffield, the current city council president, will be replacing, obviously, outgoing Mayor Mike Duggan. She's the city's first ever female mayor, so kind of made history. But it's not the first time she made history in the city. In 2022, she became the youngest person ever elected city council president. She was considered a front runner kind of from the get-go. She defeated Reverend Solomon Kinlock with 77% of the votes. She says she wants to make sure neighborhoods in the cities are not neglected. Plus, she also wants to tackle poverty and crime as well. So the massive two-year I-696 reconstruction project is actually at its like halfway point, just about. And everything is right on schedule. That's the good news, right? But MDOT says, you know, be prepared for some major traffic shifts like soon. So while everything's on track, you're going to be experiencing some more issues, right? So right now, drivers need to be prepared for a big traffic shift planned for Friday, November 14th. So crews are planning to switch westbound I-696 traffic from I-75 to M-10 over the eastbound side. They're going to then rebuild the westbound lanes.
So you're going to get to use the new side.
This traffic will switch this traffic switch will limit the entrance exit ramps available for westbound traffic. So there's a big list of which exits will be affected. Check that out. It starts at 8 p.m. on Friday, November 14th. It lasts through 10 a.m. on Sunday, November 17th. So not too long, but a little weekend shift there. So stick shifts could be making a comeback.
Oh.
Not really. Like, I don't think we're going to be seeing like...
I love the manual transmission.
Car, you know, manufacturers producing more of these. They're actually kind of hard to find these days.
Are.
But parents believe that stick shifts are the solution to distracted driving. And more parents are trying to get their children a manual vehicle because of that. And I get it. You have to be uber focused on what you're doing. You can't, you know, be distracted by your cell phone as you're shifting. I've never mastered one.
You can drive one though, can't you?
I drove one well enough when I did valet. I had to be able to drive one and park one, which I could do, but I've never driven one on a road.
So you did the hardest part, like in and out of first gear.
Everything
after that is easy.
I'd wait for the members to get inside so they didn't hear me stall out if I did. So I was like, are they far away? Okay, good, because I'm driving their super expensive car.
Grind it till you find it.
As the youngest member of the show, I can tell you that I've never driven a stick shift.
Well, yeah, there's a shock.
I mean, it's not that.
They don't make sticks in electric vehicles. Yeah,
I've owned an EV for all of 3 or 4 years of my life. Yeah. But before that, still no stick shift.
They've just been phased out.
Oh,
I mean, I would never need it, but
I love driving a manual transmission.
What is it about?
I just feel like I like driving, and so I like being a more participant in the driving and for towing vehicles, for doing other things. Like, it's just easier to control the vehicle, in my opinion, the engine, which is obvious.
Yes. Heather with the news. Got a bunch of calls to get to. Wrap up a conversation today about the Lions post-deadline. It's 97.1.
FanDuel is putting you in control right from the start of the NBA season and from the tip-off of every game. Because every day to start the season, you get to choose your reward. You can take a shot with a profit boost, play it cool with a no-sweat bet, or get a little backup with a bet-back token. And all you got to do is think about what kind of bettor you are. Are you bold? Are you the bold one that always is chasing the big parlay? Or maybe you're the careful strategist who plays it smart with a no-sweat bet. You can make your pick, get in the game, and play it how you want to play it. All you have to do is head to FanDuel.com/971Detroit to make your choice. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, we're going to go right to the phones. Quinn in Detroit, you've got a name that we haven't brought up yet today, but may enter the fold now for the Lions post-trade deadline. Quinn, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking the call first and foremost.
Yeah, thanks for waiting. What do you got?
Yeah, Miles Frazier, was he drafted to be a starter or is he just depth? First question. And I have something else. After listening to everyone, what I realize is the offensive window and the window and the offensive line are on two different timelines, because all the guys who went to war from the previous regime that were left are fading out. So now we have to teach and tutor our pups, you know, get them some war wounds. So we're going to go through some hardships because we're on two different timelines. Because if you think about it, Miles Frazier, all the other guys we just drafted, they're the new guys. But our talent and our window, so to speak, is in this time. We're all expecting for it to go now, but we're basically rebuilding everything offensive line-wise. So that's why we're having this issue. But just at that, you guys go ahead and talk. I'll listen.
So Miles Frazier was, a fifth-round pick this year. And as far as I know, is he still on the out list?
He tweeted something the other day that made it sound like good news is coming, that he may be back
right
soon.
So he was a part of the offensive line down at LSU, an offensive line that won the Joe Moore Award.
It's a good offensive line.
Yeah. So I was just trying to do a little quick research. I don't know that he ever played center. I know that he started his college career at FIU and played a lot of tackle, and then played guard, I believe, at LSU. So I don't know in regards to, can he go in and play center? That would be a position change as well.
Right, but just focusing on left guard, because Mahogany's down, could be down for the year. I just want to give people a little bit of kind of a rosy ending to the show, because it may have gotten lost in the shuffle, but the Lions put out an Inside the Den draft recap episode in the offseason, and for people who didn't watch it, you may have missed something. Brad Holmes was asked, after the aggressive trade up to get Tesla, if he had stayed put at the original third round pick, 102 overall, who would he have picked? His answer probably would have been that LSU guard, who he would then get 70 picks later, roughly, mm-hmm. at 171. So if Holmes had a third round grade on him and you can get him healthy, I'm not promising the world. I mean, it's still going to be a rookie at the end of the year.
Right.
But it's a guy who may be better than people realize, who may be counted on in a way that people aren't realizing.
Right. And so we'll see. And again, but he's got to be available.
Right.
As I understand it now, he is currently not available.
He's currently not available.
Right.
But is he available in December? Is he available in January?
I I don't know.
Again, ideally, I'm not dropping a guy right. in for the playoffs, but if he can come in and play a little bit and grow into a role, maybe he's a pleasant surprise. That's sure. all I'm saying.
Like Mahogany was at the end of last year.
Sure. I think that's a good way to put it.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah, sure, it's possible. But the need is now.
Right. Sean and Novi, what's up?
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show. I just wanted to bring up something that no one has. You know, I've been around for championships here in Detroit, and I know what it takes to win. You go out and get superstars. You go out and get talent that helps you win a championship. Look back in the day with Rasheed Wallace. Remember all the negative press we got saying that he was going to destroy the team? What ends up happening? We go out and win two championships. You know, what I think is coming down to is two things. Either one, the Ford family is not willing to put up the money. They're saying, hey, Brad, we gave you the money. This is what we got. This is what we're going to go with.
They've spent nearly $1 billion on this roster. I don't know that it's that they're saying we're not going to pay our guys.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that you've got the money for the guys that we have. We're not going to go out and spend any more money on.
Yeah, but these aren't like break the bank moves. You got a second point. We'll let you get to it. But this is not the deadline additions that are made year after year are not break the bank kind of moves.
No.
No, understood. But, you know, I'm just saying for the Ford family for the last 50 years, they haven't exactly done everything right. That's my whole point.
No, yeah, but Sheila's done a lot of right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. And the second thing is that Brad is starting to believe his own hype. Now, I'm one of those people that have said he has not done a great job. Look at Emmanuel Mosley, $6.9 million a year. The guy didn't even play a snap. Then you have Marcus Davenport. I mean, what do we have to do? Do we have to put people out there and say, hey, they're injured. Maybe Brad will have an opportunity to go get them. He seems like he's always bottom of the barrel shopping. When you're at this pinnacle of the sports world and you're at the top, you don't go bottom shopping. You go out and get guys that will win championships. Look at the Wings. Look at the Pistons.
Yeah, it's Sean, it's interesting that you bring up like the other Detroit teams, because I was thinking about this a little bit yesterday, just how long it's been since we had that deadline that fans crave,
yeah.
That big, bold, aggressive buying deadline when you're chasing a championship, and you do have to start going back.
Sure.
Like, I think it's probably David Price in 2014 for the Detroit Tigers. It didn't lead to a championship. This isn't a silver bullet guarantee, but that's the last one that I remember.
Right, and since then, have our teams, until now, been in a position?
No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.